workers. The company has received a conditional variance from the Alexandria Township Zoning Board of Adjustment to operate its current location on Milford Frenchtown Road. It still needs site plan approval to address issues including parking and traffic. The site plan is going to be where the rubber meets the road, Board Attorney William Gano said when the conditional variance was granted. A special meeting is set for June 29th at 7 to review the site plan. See, that's great. I got to stop there for a second. Because other times I've been talking about municipalities and how they have their schedule and you as a business owner have to fit into their schedule. But it sounds like the township is making a special effort to help this company get on its feet and move by having a special meeting on June 29th. Thank you, Alexandria Township. That's pretty cool. That's
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And your weather forecast for the Hunterton County area begins today with mostly sunny skies and a high near 84. Easterly winds between 8 and 11 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 58 and easterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour becoming northeasterly after midnight. On Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 83, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the morning. And then in the evening on Saturday, we have some patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 54. Southeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour will become calmer in the evening. On Sunday, patchy fog again before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny skies and a high near 83. Calm winds becoming southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Sunday night, mostly clear skies with a low around 60. And Monday, if you're still working, mostly sunny skies and a high near 83 for the start of the work week, ending on Monday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 66.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show every Friday morning from 10 to 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And today I'm excited because I have as a guest somebody that Helpline has worked with over the years. First as our branch manager who was just incredible in terms of customer service, helping us through our issues and banking concerns and everything else. And now on to Regional Vice President of Unity Bank. And good morning, Michelle Cavanaugh.
Good morning. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, I mean every word. It's funny. You can say that a company is great because of the people. Or you also can say the people are great because of the company. And I think that Unity Bank has that special formula meshing both of those things. And I have never met anyone from Unity Bank that I don't feel great about. But you do have a place in my heart because certainly when I took over as executive director a little over 3 years ago, you were there to help me make that somewhat challenging transition to go from being an employee to obviously running the show. So welcome.
Thank you very much. I think that's, one of the things we really do pride ourselves in is really helping our customers to just be at ease with us. And we want to be a partner, in your growth of your nonprofit, your business. Our tagline is growing with you. So, I really think we do take that to heart. So thank you.
And the other part of it, too, and we're going to talk about this, is as well as the wonderful things that Unity Bank offers in terms of, obviously, financial services, but you are part of an organization that doesn't stop when it comes to corporate social responsibility, being a good neighbor, supporting particularly not just Helpline, but other nonprofits in the area. You have very specific programs, and every event that I go to, Unity Bank seems to be there.
Yeah, it is really the charge that we have been given in our branches and encouragement from our senior management, our board of directors to get involved in our communities, get immersed in our communities, know our businesses, know the townships, know the nonprofits. We do, an immense amount of sponsorships, throughout the different, markets that we are in. And we're in, we're in all the counties, up and down the 2278 corridor, Union, Somerset, Middlesex, Hunterdon, Warren.
And growing.
And growing. Yes, we'll be opening a branch in Somerville and two in Bergen counties. So we're looking to get those up and running probably, late third quarter of this year. So it's a good time. It's a very interesting time to be at Unity Bank. We're having a really we're just really growing and having a good time.
Well, and thank you again as one of the nonprofits. You're for the third year in a row a sponsor of Salsa Night, which is July 16th. So everybody come on down, bring your dancing shoes.
Which is an incredible day-long celebration. We do a lot of events in our different communities, and myself, I now in my role as regional, I go to the different ones throughout the branch network, and Salsa Night is just Salsa Night. Salsa, it's day is just so much fun, and everybody is having a good time. So it's great. It's a great place to meet people, reconnect with people, get to know the different businesses. I mean, it's just a fun time.
Well, thank you for that. I obviously think so as well. And this year is going to be fantastic as long as we mentioned it. Two bands, more food, more vendors. I'm very proud of it. But it could not happen without the sponsorships of businesses such as Unity Bank. And people need to understand that when we put on a fundraiser, it costs money to put that fundraiser on. I have to pay DPW. I have to pay the police. I have to get the porta potties, very important, especially when we have a beer and wine garden by Jake's Restaurant. And ShopRite, our signature sponsor, is handing out all kinds of goodies. It is so important that people understand that that sponsorship, yes, we try to give you marketing opportunities, mm-hmm. your sign is up there and so forth, but what they don't realize is it enables us to provide those programs and services free of charge to the people in need who call Helpline 24/7. And when I say that, you are truly, you are there, by the way, Michelle. You are visible. You know, to be a regional vice president, you are there. But Unity Bank is everywhere. And as part of Give Hunterdon, which is a collaboration of nonprofits in our area, to work together to be in tough times, tough economic times, how do we raise funds? How do we engage the community? How do we excite volunteers and so forth? And many of the organizations on there, we have, about 15, rely on Unity Bank as well. You're there as well. And I have to say this because we're all vying for that piece of the pie. And yet, with Unity Bank, we know you support us. We know that if I'm going to give a shout-out right now to Family Promise and the fact that you guys sponsor Box City, which my family goes to every year because it's usually on my birthday weekend, and I make them. That's my birthday gift because I so believe in what Family Promise does. But you're there, too. And I don't have to feel as though, oh, my gosh, if you give to Family Promise, you're not going to support our event. You have a community, and you said you're charged with this. You care about the community.
Community at large. So, you know, everybody, we take it very seriously. And like you said, it's, you know, it's not just one nonprofit in a market. We look at, you know, all the nonprofits, you know, and we try to make sure that, you know, we are there and that we are supporting them. You know, you talked about Box City, which is, you know, something that we do get involved in for Family Promise. You know, another thing that we've got coming up that also benefits Family Promise in both Hunterdon and Warren County is our Classic Car Show, which is this Sunday from 10 to 2 at our Clinton office parking lot, which is always a great time. As you said, the weather is going to be great, so come out and, you know, see the cars, support Family Promise, which does, just like Hunterdon Helpline, an immense service for the for members of Hunterdon County. And, you know, and we feel good. We feel good, the employees, of what we're doing in our different markets and how we impact. And, you know, just, you know, from the introduction and everything that you've been saying about Unity Bank, you know, that we come away with a real sense of pride that we are making a difference, and that's a huge thing.
And you are making a difference, and the smiles are evident. You know, people have jobs. People get into a particular career, whatever. Come Monday morning, they drag themselves to that job. We know, you know, people like that. And then we know people who just live to get up Monday morning. With me, it's 7 days because Helpline is 24/7. But it's so evident, like I said before, with your staff, whether I'm driving up to the window, whether I see you guys at Salsa Night, whether I engage or call up on the phone, and I don't want to say it's a good time, it's not entertaining or anything, but it's just a pleasant, good part of my day where I feel as though I am talking to friends.
Exactly. You know, we try to make sure that we know our customers, know what you need. We can anticipate. I remember when I started in Flemington, one of the customers gave me what I thought was one of the best compliments. It was a rainy, rainy morning, and I said to him, you know, why are you coming in? Go to the drive-up. He said, no. He said, this is like coming into an episode of Cheers. You guys make my day.
That is so true.
So I thought, wow, I've never heard that before, and that just made me feel really great. And I think that's, you know, that's really what we're going for. You know, we want you guys to feel just as comfortable with us. You know, if there's ever an issue or, you know, you're looking to expand or grow, you come to us, you think of us first because, you know, we're going to do whatever it is that we can help you. You know, whether you are a business or whether you're an individual.
You know, that's so interesting because that is a great way to describe going into the branch office. A great way to describe it and certainly encapsulates what people feel. And also because that was great 30, 40 years ago when, you know, everyone knew your name in a community. And yes, Hunterdon is small, Flemington is small, Clinton is small. It's probably easier to do that. But with all your branches, and you have already said that you have that same mission, if you will,
yes,
in each one, how different is it in a area that the culture is different? It may be more dense. It may be more citified. How do you manage that?
You know, it's I give kudos to the managers and their staffs in some of those, you know, more urban settings. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Linden, we have Union, and you know, they really do make it feel just like a Flemington or a Phillipsburg. Just give it that small town feel. Those managers are just like they are out here in the West. They're involved in their chambers. They're involved in their, whether it could be the Lions Club, the Rotaries, you know, so they are out there doing their civic volunteering and are very much noticed just like we are out here in Hunterdon County. So we just take that model and it works in the footprints that we're in, you know. So,
well, we're going to take a brief break and come back with Michelle, Regional Vice President of Unity Bank. She's going to give you the contact information as well when we come back. And we're going to segue from those nonprofits to a fantastic program that they have called YouCare. So stay tuned because you definitely want to hear about this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We don't take a break because we're going to be there for you. any issue, any challenge that you're having, basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter. We are social services for Hunterdon and Somerset after hours, as well as the hub for the link when dispatch closes for the day. How do you get us? Again, 24/7. Either call the 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Or 908-782-4357. Visit us on our website at www.helplinehc. That's all one word, helplinehc.org, and find out the other programs that we have in addition to referring you and linking you with the other organizations in the county who can give you a holistic solution for your challenge. And we are here again with Michelle Cavanaugh, Regional Vice President of Unity Bank. We've been talking, Michelle, about all the incredible community involvement opportunities that are afforded. I'm saying it this way very specifically because you say that this actually, by participating, you are actually engaging and exciting your employees to be part of the Unity Bank team. So I want to talk about UCARE because this is something, and I know Rosemary Filner of Unity Bank, this is her baby. But we were talking about nonprofits and how you support our events with sponsorships, etc. But UCARE takes it to another level.
Yes, it does. Rosemary, who is our marketing director at Unity Bank, this is our charitable giving program that we have at Unity Bank called UCARE. And, you know, basically, in a nutshell, it's how people can support our UCARE partners on an ongoing basis, and they can designate their Unity Bank accounts in order to make that happen. We have over 50 UCARE partners and over 100 UCARE supporters. So it's a really a unique program that we have, and it's ongoing, which helps our nonprofits to continuously earn, you know, some donations over the years, over the year. You know, our marketing department gets a lot of requests during the year for support, and every one of them is good, and you know it'd be great to give to everybody, and we do try to do that, and this UCARE program is one way that we can touch all of the nonprofits that would like to get involved. You know, if anybody, any of the nonprofits out there listening, any of those directors who want more information, they can certainly give one of our local branches a call, and the branch managers are very well versed. And of course, you know, Rosemary loves to come and speak about
She's
it
great.
Also. And but we really do love this program. We think it's very special. You know, it's unique, and again, it's kind of sets us apart out there.
And you're missing the pièce de résistance of this program because people are going to automatically assume that, okay, if they designate Helpline, that means that a percentage of what they put in the bank is going to go to Helpline.
Now, we just look at their deposits at an end of the quarter. And again, you know, without getting into all the mechanics of it, we look at those deposits on a quarterly basis. And based on that, Unity Bank makes the donation. We do not touch anybody else's accounts.
I hope you heard that. This is what's incredible. Absolutely incredible, despite my French, if I said that right. It is incredible that all you have to do to support the nonprofit of your choice who is a UCARE member, Hunterdon Helpline is, and we could use your support. We could use more people signing up for the UCARE program, designating their accounts on behalf of Hunterdon Helpline. All you do is have that account. That's all you do. No one is taking funds from you. You are simply signing on to show that you care about this particular nonprofit, and Unity Bank does the rest.
That's it. We do.
That's crazy good.
It really is. And as the director of 100 & Helpline, we avail ourselves to you in any way that helps to communicate this information to your supporters, and anyone who is maybe not a customer presently of Unity Bank, that this has sparked their interest. Again, you look for one of our closest branches to you, and you can find that on our website, which is unitybank.com. And the managers there will be glad to tell you more about it and help you to find out if one of the nonprofits that, could not, maybe it isn't 100 & Helpline.
That's fine. That's fine.
Like I said, we have over 50 partners. Look to see if one of those are someone that you get involved with and that you feel passionate about, and we can help you get on board with us, become one of the supporters for your nonprofit.
It is just an amazing initiative. I mean, it is just absolutely great and a win-win, for Unity Bank and the nonprofits, but also for the person that's giving.
Exactly.
And again, with Give100, you can go to give100.org to find out the other participating nonprofits in that initiative. But I have to say that obviously, I'm in social services, so I have a certain bent towards that. I was on the line at Starbucks this morning with the drive-thru with my husband, and getting ourselves all packed up with our coffee and all, a little nosh for the morning. And when we got to the window to pay, the cashier said, "The person in front of you just paid your bill."
That is awesome. I have heard that a lot, and I just think that that's just such a great thing that someone will do. And, that pay it forward. So.
Pay it forward. And so we paid. We said, okay, well, we're going to just have to do the same thing for the guy behind us, and I'm going to call Starbucks later to see if the chain kept going. Because 2 years ago when we started that whole pay it forward with Ann Curry, mm-hmm. we as a family at holiday time decided we wanted to do this. We thought it was fantastic. So make a long story short, I got these beautiful gourmet boxes of cookies, and we would drive around. We go to the gas station and hand the gas station attendant and say, "Happy holidays." To a waitress, if we were in a restaurant, we'd grab one of our boxes of cookies and say, "Happy holidays." To any somebody standing on the street one time, we just drove by. It wasn't affiliated with a business or anything like the reaction of people is absolutely amazing. So we do this every year. It's great. It's wonderful. But I look at that UCARE program as paying it forward.
Exactly. And we actually do something similar to what you just said. Usually in November, we'll take 2 days out and we pick a local coffee shop. And it happens in each one of our branches. So we'll pick a local coffee shop. We'll be there from, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we just buy everybody's coffee there.
Oh, my gosh.
And at first, people are looking at you like, okay, so what do you want? I'm like, no, we're just here to brighten your day and start your holiday season off. We usually do it in November. And they're like, oh, this is just wonderful. And like you said, the reactions are, it just makes you feel good.
It does make you feel good. It really, really does. But you guys, every time.
You didn't know that about us.
I didn't know that. And every time
I'll let you know. We did it at Coco's in Flemington, last year. So that was, and it's a lot of fun. So it's usually two representatives from each branch go on the two different days. And we just, and we meet people who, usually aren't customers, and so they kind of look at you like, okay, so you want me to open an account, right? No, I just want you to enjoy your coffee. Okay.
Really, every time I turn around, you're doing something else. And
amen.
And I, again, from workforce point of view, it does engage your employees.
It does. It
breaks up their day. I mean, all of us, as much as I love Helpline or whatever, there's certain things that you go through, repetitively, monotonously, And those little sparks of creativity, of being able to stand up from your desk and do something a little bit different, is amazing. So even from a business point of view, when we think about other businesses listening in, how can they benefit from something like this? It's not all just about the marketing. It's not all just about, you hope that person will open up an account or get to know you and friend raise, mm-hmm. you know, in order to gain a customer base. But for your employees, that is huge.
It is. We were saying it, everybody feels good about that. And, you know, our branches, you know, get involved also. It's, you know, from the manager down to our personal bankers. But also we have opportunities for our back office staffs to get involved. You know, this year we brought up, we have brought America's Grower Row into our mix of volunteering. You know, we've had people go out and planting for half a day. Norwest Cap, we have, you know, we've been getting involved with them. So it's really, you know, it's all encompassing. You know, we make sure that our employees feel good about themselves and what they're doing, and you know, and feel good about coming to work for Unity Bank. So
from a business point of view, you've already started something with the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
So that again, sort of a different bent, if you will, but again, still giving to the community.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the foundation.
You know, actually, Rosemary Fellner, who, again, our director of marketing, is on the board of the foundation. And we have given, I believe it was $100,000, to start the Unity Bank Center for Business and Entrepreneurship. So I believe last week there was a press conference announcing all this, and we're very, very excited to be involved at this level. I think it's just going to just, you know, tell a whole new set of people about Unity Bank and what we can do to help you either in, you know, advance the business that you're in already, or, you know, if you have ideas. You know, we are a small business association lender, so we have that. We have talented commercial lenders at our disposal, and if it can happen, we'll make it happen. So
sort of the right brain, left brain, again, definitely business-oriented.
Yes.
But always giving.
But always giving. See that? There's a theme here.
Apparently.
Yeah. And also today I wanted to mention, too, in our branches, in all of our branches, it's Customer Appreciation Day.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
If you're
great
a customer,
time to be on the radio.
Exactly.
Show.
If you're a customer, come on down. If you're thinking about Unity Bank, stop by one of the branches that's close to you. It's usually, you know, a day long there's cookies or sandwiches, and you know, just get to know Unity Bank.
That's cool. You always have cookies.
We always have cookies, but this is,
I know,
usually we
dying.
Step it up a little.
I think I'll go to the bank because I'm running errands. I'm just like, oh, running out of fuel, and I say, oh, good, Unity Bank's on my
list.
We
do this at the last Friday of every quarter.
Oh, that's so great,
yeah,
to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I shall be there.
There you go.
We're going to take a short break and be right back with Michelle Cavanaugh, Regional Vice President of Unity Bank. And do we have a general number to call, Michelle, if we want further information?
And that's going to be 908-730-4640.
Great. And we'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump says Britain's vote to leave the European Union likely just the beginning for Europe.
They have, I think, many other cases where they want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee speaking to reporters at his golf resort in Scotland, saying he's pleased to hear the results of the so-called Brexit vote and always believed it was the right way to go. Bernie Sanders says he'll vote for Hillary Clinton for president. The Democratic presidential candidate asked on MSNBC's Morning Joe if he'd vote for the party's likely nominee in November, and Sanders said yes. About 40 people being treated for burns after walking barefoot across hot coals at a seminar in Dallas put on by self-help guru Tony Robbins. The hot coals walk is a staple of Robbins' seminars. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Hey, business owners, what are you doing cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll quickly find out how you can get up to $1 million with no collateral, no upfront fees, and your credit rating is no problemo. Get the money you need in 2 to 3 days and approvals in 12 hours. Sweet. Call the NMC Business Funding Group now at 800-279-7978. Find out how you can get fast cash for your business. You can be approved in 12 hours. So call 800-279-7978. 800-279-7978.
Your weather forecast for today and the weekend. Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 84 and easterly winds between 8 and 11 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 58 and easterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming northeasterly after midnight. Saturday sunny skies, a high near 83, sounds like a perfect day for any activity. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the morning. Saturday evening, patchy fog after 4 a.m. and otherwise mostly clear with a low around 54 degrees. Southeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour will become calmer in the evening. And Sunday day, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny again with a high near 83, and calm winds becoming southeasterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, the fog clears with mostly clear skies and a low around 60 degrees. Start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies again and a high near 83, and ending Monday with an evening of mostly cloudy skies and a low around 66. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show every Friday morning here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax. If you're just joining in, I'm the Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your 24/7, 365 day of the year helpline and first call for any assistance, regardless of challenge, and we collaborate and work with so many of the other organizations, not just in our county, but beyond, and state and federal organizations as well, to provide you with a holistic solution to your need. With me today, Michelle Cavanaugh, Regional Vice President of Unity Bank, and she manages all the branches in that position. That's a pretty hefty task there, Michelle.
Keeps me busy, keeps me on my toes.
Absolutely, my goodness. And we've been talking about Unity Bank's incredible, incredible connection to the community, regardless of that branch, where it's located. And just an amazing corporate friend of nonprofits, communities, neighborhoods, etc. But let's get to the black and white and the nitty-gritty of banking.
Okay.
We have been in a volatile place for the last 5 years, the whole big great recession and everything else. Things are starting to look better. We're looking at development and redevelopment, if you will, in Hunterdon County and within the towns and, of course, the borough of Flemington. What can you tell the consumer just the average consumer really trying to put away that nest egg or saving for college education for the kids or managing the mortgage in a time when unemployment and underemployment still is an issue, and also for the person who says, you know what, I've been unemployed or I'm underemployed, it's time for me to become an entrepreneur. And I'm going to take that risk. So from a true banking point of view, what kind of advice for the consumer who's just trying to make ends meet but save something, looking hopefully towards retirement with a little nest egg, or also that person who's willing to go out of bounds and take that huge risk?
Yeah, you know, we have All the products and services that you find at, you know, any of the bigger banks, Unity Bank has. We are definitely mindful of our times and everybody wanting to make sure that they are accounting for and holding on to every penny that they make. It's very, very important. I believe that our products that are out there, our checking accounts, really speak to that. You know, and like I said, you can go onto our website. You know, we have interest-bearing accounts and the rates are all there. You know, our online services help it to be easy for the consumer. You know, whether you're a consumer or a business, all the online services are there for you. You can, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in the bank to transact anymore. We all know that. So, you know, on your unless you want to visit friends, that's true.
Where everyone calls your name,
exactly.
Knows your name.
You know, but, you know, we're very mindful of everyone's time and that, you know, online is really where a lot of people do transact their businesses for those people who are, you know, taking that a different avenue and wanting to be that entrepreneur and taking an idea and taking it to the next step. You know, I had said we have commercial lenders, we have small business association lenders that are out there in the branches. You know, come in, stop in, we can connect you and see if we can help your dream to come true, you know, because that's it. That's the backbone here, you know. That's America.
That's true. You know, and it's funny because I think whether just the consumer or the business person, I don't think people take advantage of the services in the bank. I don't think that they access the staff the way they can. I think people fret over their bank accounts, their financial services or what have you. But what they really need to know is that if they walk in and it's not just that the teller behind you know, the window knows their name, but that they can actually help. And I don't think enough people ask those questions.
Well, you know, obviously we're very busy. Day to day, we are. We're in, we're out, or, you know, what have you, or we're driving through. And you know, and we're all like that. But that's where it comes back to us knowing you, knowing your business. You know, if we have a promotion or something, we make sure that our frontline staff is very well versed in it, can say, you know, can look at, you know, what you have with us currently, tell you about, you know, different products and services that may help to enhance, you know, whether it's your business, whether it's, you know, a consumer and help enhance savings. We do, for those customers who want to take some risks, we do have an investment service for them. Our investment representative is always, he's on staff, he's always on call, he's makes himself available to talk to anyone who, you know, wants to know more about how he can help. You know, but you know, we really do pride ourselves in knowing the customer as they come in, you know, from the get-go, just like when you walked in, we wanted to know, what is it that you do, and what do we have that can help you?
So when somebody says, I have my personal banker, what does that mean?
That means someone that you know, you can pick the phone up, and they're going to answer it. You know, we have, you know, our managers have phones, and they can get their emails, and I know that each and every one of them are very, very dedicated to their customers, and they will return those, you know, emails or calls. And that goes right down the line. If a manager isn't there, that doesn't mean that the branch stops. Our, you know, the personal bankers, assistant managers, you know, even our support staff in the back office, you know, you call, they answer. And they know they know the answers. If they don't know, they know who to go to get the answer. So it's you pick up the phone, you're getting a person.
And I have experienced that definitely firsthand. What about savings accounts and checking accounts? You know, nowadays everybody's loading up their checking accounts because, unfortunately, again, the economy truly hit our pocketbooks, and whether you're just the, you know, a residential consumer, a business consumer, what have you, what's happening to savings accounts? I mean, are people utilizing them the same way. What is the nest egg of today, I guess is what I'm asking.
You know, obviously you have the standard, you have your CDs or your IRAs, mm-hmm. and yes, you know, people are, you know, possibly living paycheck to paycheck more than they were years ago. You know, but, you know, like I was saying, if the bulk of your paycheck or money is going into your checking account, we do make it very easy for you to do transfers, you know, to try to hide away as much as you possibly can. You can do it, you know, in the branch. You can do it online. You know, we're here to help you as you know, maybe as your savings account grows, you know, looking at maybe other options that can give you a higher interest rate, you know, like we were talking about the investments. Maybe you're not quite there yet, but, you know, so we can help you grow as you're getting more comfortable with savings. So,
and so how is the new Business and Entrepreneur Center going to help those who do want to invest, whether it be with their own business, their time and effort and so forth, in our communities?
Well, I don't have all the ins and outs of what's going to be happening in that center yet, but I'm sure that there'll be a lot of education that will be going on, you know, for the different people who come in and out and have questions. I'm sure that, you know, we'll be sitting down with mainly lending. You know, I'm sure, you know, we'll be talking about, you know, business account products, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure that you know, the lending is going to be a key piece in that. So as the center evolves, we'll have more information on what's actually going to be going on there. But it's exciting.
It is exciting, and it sounds as though it's cutting edge. I mean, I haven't heard of this before.
Well, you know, Chris and the chamber and the foundation, he, you know, always looking for, you know, what is going to benefit this community and beyond.
And it certainly sounds like this is something that's going to spur all that forward. We're going to take another break and be right back with Michelle. How about some contact information before we take the break?
Okay. Well, I wanted to give you our 800 number, which is 800-618-2265. Again, our website is unitybank.com. We're also on Facebook, so visit us and like us. I think you're going to like what you see.
And don't hesitate to ask a person, because there are people at Unity Bank.
Yes, they are.
And they're very, very helpful. And we'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you're back again with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. And I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for 47 years. We have been manning those phone lines 24/7 and helping you with whatever need you have, whether it is to connect you with other organizations or with our own free programs and services, whether it be literacy services, or connectivity, finding a new job, whether it be services for seniors or persons with disabilities. Go to our website, www.helplinehc.org, and find out how we can help you. Michelle Kavanaugh, Regional Vice President with Unity Bank, who manages all the branches. I'm still overwhelmed by that. So
there are 15 of them now, and we'll probably be expanding to, not probably, we are expanding to 17 by the end of the year.
That's amazing, just amazing. And we've been talking about actual banking services, but we've also been talking about how Unity Bank is such an integral part of every neighborhood that they serve. And I'm going to give another shout out, Michelle, to your classic car show. You said you've been doing this show for 10 years.
Yep.
10 years. And it is a charity event benefiting Family Promise of both Hunterdon and Warren counties. It's Sunday, June 26th. That's this Sunday from 10 to 2 p.m. Hosted by Unity Bank, of course, and it is in the Clinton, New Jersey branch parking lot. Music, games, prizes, and food, fun for the whole family. And those cars, you know, to me it's, you know, I have a horse farm, everybody knows that, and I'm into horses, and I always say, you know, anyone looking at a horse has to be smitten with the beauty of a horse. And I don't care if that horse is even dirty out in the field with straggly mane and tail. And to me, it's just spiritual. But I have to say, the classic cars probably excite any person the same way.
Yeah, they do draw a crowd. They, you know, the classic car owners, my husband is one of them.
Oh, what's he have?
He has a 71 Alfa Romeo.
Oh, nice.
And they take exquisite care of them. And it is fun to go and look at them. And, you know, so this is a good time. And like you said, the weather is going to be perfect. So come on out and see the cars and, you know, meet some Unity Bank employees.
Absolutely. And the car owners love, as I love talking about my horses, they love talking about those cars. So you can definitely carry on a great detailed conversation. So Alfa Romeo, are we talking James Bond here? Isn't that one of the James Bond?
I believe it may be, you know, a little before, you know, my time there. But, yeah, so he loves that car. He babies. It's garage-kept. Unfortunately, it's not going to be at the show this year. But, you know, but there'll be a lot of great cars. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, that's great. Again, Sunday, this Sunday, June 26th, 10 to 2. And just like Unity Bank always does, it benefits a nonprofit, not just in Hunterdon, but in Warren, and that's the Family Promise of both Warren and Hunterdon counties. If you don't know what they do, Google them or go to givehunterdon.org. Family Promise of Hunterdon is part of that as well. And again, here we are, closing out the show with this, how we started, Michelle, and that's, it's called giving, and boy, you guys do that. So tell me about the new branches that are coming on.
We are opening a branch in Somerville, which is, you know, exciting, and that's probably due to open, I'm going to say, you know, end of September, October. We're also moving into Bergen County. We've had a lending presence out there for quite some time, so now we're going to take that leap of faith and open a branch in Emerson. So, you know, it's a good time at Unity Bank. Like I said, it's exciting. We're growing, and that's great in the banking environment where banks are being taken over. We're growing. So, you know, we're really happy about
banks
that.
Banks are being taken over quite a bit.
They are, but not us. We're good. We're steady. We're solid, and we're growing.
So if, as we are customers here in Flemington, if we're driving through Bergen, we can stop at any branch. We'll get the same kind of customer service.
Yes, you will. Yes. Yeah, when our staff is just, like I said, just really charged at with being people friendly. I mean, you know, it's one of our commandments: treat, you know, customers, employees with respect, and that's really what we do, and get to know them, so that like you were saying, they feel they have a personal banker. You know, that they know that they can pick up that phone and they can ask a question and they can get an answer and they can feel at ease if there's an issue with their accounts or what have you. Or if you're a new person looking for a bank, come on in and talk. Go to our Unity Bank Cafe and get a cup of coffee and some cookies and sit down and talk to us. So, and each one of the branches has that opportunity. So,
and I have to say that when you were my branch manager, you were always there. And when you were promoted, I was upset. I didn't think I was going to get the same kind of kid glove care that made me feel like I was special and that I had a nonprofit that had a budget of $5 million. So I was upset. I was definitely upset. And I want to tell everybody out there that, first of all, your successor at the branch, same service, nothing changed. In fact, a couple of people have also moved to a different branch or been promoted. Nothing changes. It's not necessarily, I mean, yes, I think you hire obviously well.
Thank you.
Obviously well. But everyone feels that charge from Unity Bank and exudes that to the consumer. But I also have to say that you were still accessible.
Yes.
In your huge role managing all these branches, you are still accessible. And Jim is accessible.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Mr. James Hughes, who's the president of our bank, if you call him, he'll answer the phone. He loves to come out and meet our customers. He's often at, networking events. He loves to hear how well we take care of the of our customers. Whether they're consumers or business, so it's a good feeling, and it's from the top down. It really is. You know, it doesn't matter what position, we're going to answer the phone. So,
and it's true. I said he was accessible, but he is very visible.
Very visible.
Which is why I took license and called him Jim. He is truly there, and you would not think, with all the branches growing, certainly a successful corporation,
He's very engaged in the day-to-day operations of the bank, and he knows the managers, he knows what's going on. He's embedded. He's committed.
So do you think, seriously, with him at the helm, you said it's trickle down.
Yes.
He's setting an example.
He sets the tone. Yes, he does. You know, we talked about the Box City for Family Promise.
He's been there.
He's been there. He's slept in the box.
Yes, he has. I've seen his box.
he definitely emulates the behavior. So it's good.
That is, again, incredible. And we are very fortunate to have you for 3 years as a sponsor of Salsa Night. Absolutely love having you there, engaged and so forth, and supporting the causes of Helpline, and you support us in other ways as well. But I have to say that it's just been an absolute pleasure from so many different points of view.
I'm glad we have a wonderful partnership, and I can't say enough about Salsa Night. Go, have fun, eat, visit the beer and wine garden. It's a great, great night.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, July 16th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., two bands this year. We may end up having Battle of the Bands eventually we really want to bring new and different every year. We have more food trucks, more vendors. In fact, they're still calling every day. So wherever you are on July 16th, you need to get to Salsa Night. Dancing in the Streets. We're going to have our dance lessons and contests again. Ellen and a new sponsor, CKO Kickboxing, is actually going to have bags on hand. So you can try that. I am a member of that. So I absolutely enjoy it. But it's going to be interesting. We also have another dance company that's going to be giving demonstrations, and it's just going to be fabulous, absolutely fabulous, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
It's always a good time.
Well, Michelle, thank you. Come back again, because, again, you know, you guys are always exciting. You're always doing something. So I learned more things that you're doing today. So.
Well, I thank you very much for having us, and have a great weekend, and we look forward to Salsa Night.
Thank you. And say hello to everybody at Unity Bank.
I will. Thank you very
much. Because we know their name, too.
Have a good weekend.
You too. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump says Britain's vote to leave the European Union likely just the beginning for Europe.
We have, I think, many other cases where they want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again.
The presumptive Republican president.